Ever Googled something so specific you thought, there's no way anyone else has wondered this? Like, can you use mayonnaise to get water stains out of wood? Turns out Reddit had the answer. And that, my friend, is the beauty we're diving into today. How Reddit's winning the search game.
Definitely interesting.
We're even getting insights straight from the source, Reddit CEO Steve Huffman himself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. He did this interview, right? And he was talking about how they're all about making Reddit ridiculously easy to use. Like, it's not just a bunch of forums anymore. They've totally revamped it.
Right.
So, faster website, way smoother app, and their content recommendations, they actually make sense now.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
But the thing that really stood out to me was how they're prioritizing, like, getting you the answer to your question straight up, even over trying to keep you glued to this screen, you know?
Which is actually brilliant when you think about it. Like from an SEO perspective, Google eats that stuff up.
Okay, so break that down for me a little. How does that translate into like better rankings?
Well, Google looks at how long you stay on a site. If you click around, did you actually find what you were searching for? So when Reddit makes it crazy easy to get those answers, boom, Google sees that as a good user experience. It's like a trust signal, right? Pushes them up in the rankings.
So it's not enough to just HAVE-E the info. It's got to be served up on a silver platter.
100%.
Like, it's the difference between a store where you can find exactly what you need instantly and one where you're wading through piles of junk just to find a can of beans.
Perfect analogy. It's all about removing friction for the user, making it a smooth experience. And the thing is, so many companies get caught up in the short term, you know, like click this ad, sign up for 10 newsletters, and they end up making their websites a nightmare to actually use.
Right, like choosing a clunky website over a good user experience.
Exactly. But Reddit's playing the long game here. Make it enjoyable, make it easy, and people stick around. And clearly, Google's rewarding them for it.
They're definitely onto something. Now, this whole user-first approach, they're taking it global. Huffman even hinted at using machine translation for their international expansion, which is fascinating.
It's huge. It's like they're building a Rosetta Stone for the internet, breaking down language barriers.
Right, it's
And, you know, they're tackling a classic challenge for any online platform, the chicken or the egg dilemma. You need content to attract users,
Yeah.
but you need users to create the content.
It's even more interesting given, you know, some of Reddit's creative tactics early on. Remember the whole fake user thing to make the site look more active?
Oh, yeah. That caused a stir. Now they're trying a different approach with machine translation.
Makes you think, though, could machine translation be the answer for other platforms trying to reach a wider audience? Even like your own passion projects, something to consider. Speaking of Google, right, and what they like to see. Huffman really emphasized how much they've invested in Reddit speed.
Oh, yeah, it's blazing fast
Like
now.
lightning fast. But it's not just about being trendy, it's about, you know, playing the SEO game.
It's crucial. Site speed is a huge EE ranking factor these days. Think of it this way. Google's got this limited time to crawl through the entire internet, right? Indexing everything.
It's like an impossible job.
Right. So the faster your site, the faster their little digital librarian Googlebot can do its thing, gives you an edge.
So it's like the faster your site, the more Google can see what you're all about.
Exactly. More time to check out the good stuff.
But here's where things get kind of meta. Huffman actually said, and I quote, "We have no idea how search works. Nobody does."
Well, yeah, he's got a point. Google's algorithms are notoriously secretive.
Right. Like they could be powered by a room full of hamsters on wheels, for all we know.
Could be. But we do know a good user experience matters, high-quality content matters, and let's be real, Reddit's killing it on those fronts.
Yeah, they've got that down to a science. And it's working, by the way. Get this. Reddit is the sixth most searched term on Google.
No way.
Yeah, it's right up there with news and maps, which is insane when you think about it.
It really shows you the power of their brand, though. People aren't just stumbling upon Reddit, they're actively seeking it out. That's huge.
They've got Google sending them traffic, but how do they actually make money from all this? Huffman did talk about their advertising model, and it's actually pretty
It's
interesting.
different, a breath of fresh air almost. Unlike those platforms that track your every move online, you know the ones.
Yeah.
Reddit's more about your interests, the context.
So less about like he clicked on 10 pairs of shoes today, and more about this community's really into vintage sneakers.
Exactly. They look at what subreddits you join, the conversations you're having. It's a much more well-rounded approach.
It's like they're painting a picture, not just drawing stick figures.
Yeah.
And here's a crazy stat. A huge chunk of their users, like somewhere between 30% and 60%, they're not even on those other platforms.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right. And on top of that, like 40% of the conversations happening on Reddit are about products, recommendations.
Which makes perfect sense when you think about why Google loves them, right? They're giving users what they want. Real people having genuine conversations about products, that's valuable.
It's like a giant focus group, except everyone's invited.
Exactly. And Google recognizes that. They see the value in that authenticity.
Now, we can't talk about Reddit without addressing the elephant in the room. Moderation. It's a hot topic, and Huffman did touch on how they handle it.
It's the challenge with any platform that relies on user-generated content, right? Finding that balance between free speech and, well, keeping things from going off the rails.
You know, it's funny, right? We're talking algorithms and rankings and all this technical stuff, but Reddit, at its heart, it's about something way more, well, human.
Totally. They've managed to capture that feeling of finding your people, you
Yeah.
know, that group that just gets you.
Like stumbling into a room full of people who are just as obsessed with, like, I don't know, vintage board games as you are.
Yes. Or like the perfect sourdough recipe. It's that aha moment, right? You're
Yeah,
not alone.
exactly. And Reddit's built a space for those connections to actually grow. No wonder Google's paying attention.
Right. I mean, Google, at its core, it's all about connecting people with information. And Reddit's curating those connections around shared interests. It's brilliant, really.
So it's not just about the content itself, it's about the community around it, that feeling of belonging.
It reminds me of those old school scientific societies where intellectuals would get together, debate ideas, share discoveries. Reddit's kind of like that, but for everyone.
It's like they've democratized the whole intellectual salon thing.
Yes. And it all goes back to the limits of a search bar, you know? Algorithms can only do so much.
They can't replicate that human connection.
Exactly. It's like, think about reading a travel guide versus actually exploring a new city.
Right. You can get the facts, but you don't get the experience. The unexpected stuff. That's what makes it real.
And that's Reddit. It's messy, it's unpredictable, it's human. And people are craving that.
So as we wrap up our Reddit deep dive here, what's the biggest takeaway? What can our listeners learn from all of this?
I think it's authenticity. In a world of perfectly curated online personas, people want real, genuine connection, you know, meaningful interactions.
It's like create a space where people can be themselves, geek out about their passions, have real discussions, even if it's about like the best way to fold a fitted sheet.
Exactly, because it's those shared experiences, those little moments of connection that make us human. And online, those connections are more important than ever.
So whether you're building a business, making content, or just looking for your people out there in the digital world, remember that. Remember the power of genuine connection. It can change everything. And you might even learn a thing or two about folding a fitted sheet along the way.